If it does happen, just make sure that you keep as much evidence as possible in regards to the case. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering what to do when a client asks for a refund. We've all had at least one client who just has not been happy with the service for some reason, and they seem to believe that they are entitled to a refund from us as the freelancer. And in this episode, I'm going to be covering the steps that you need to take to understand whether the client is entitled to a refund or not. So the first thing that you need to understand is, why is the client asking for a refund? For example, if you know for a fact that the work that you delivered was not according to the brief, or you didn't deliver as many designs as you promised, or if you missed the deadline, which was very clear in the beginning of the process, then there could be some grounds for a refund, or at least a partial refund, in this particular circumstance. However, if you feel like you have delivered everything according to the brief that you originally set with the client, and you also delivered everything on time, then the question that you need to ask yourself is, why does the client feel like a refund is a fair result from this particular situation? Because sometimes, and this doesn't happen very often, it's actually extremely rare, a client could ask for a refund based on the fact that they just don't want to pay full price for the service that you've actually provided. Maybe they don't feel like the service is worth as much as you've charged them for, but ultimately, they signed up to that particular service with the intention of paying full price. So just because they had a change of heart does not mean that you should give them a refund, or at least a full refund. I want to tell you a quick story about a client who I had to give a partial refund to because she simply would not follow the process. I made it very clear throughout the process that we needed to follow a very simple step-by-step structure to get the best results. And every single time I asked her for feedback, she would simply just reply that she doesn't have time and that she just wanted more options. Now, at this point, it started to become extremely clear that this client was not going to follow the process that we have in place to guide clients through the brand naming process and also the brand identity development process. Now, with this particular client, I decided to give her a partial refund because we had finished the name development section of the project and we'd ultimately ended up going with a name which she thought up herself, which is extremely risky from a trademarking standpoint, but I assured her that I fully support her decision, and although it's going to be very difficult to trademark it, I said to her that it was fine, that if she wanted to go for that particular name, that was fine by me. Ultimately, it was her decision. I just wanted to make sure she had all the information to make the best decision possible. And part of our agreement was that before we start developing logo designs, that we would basically pay an extra 30%. She'd already paid 50% to start the naming process. She would pay a further 30% to actually start the logo development process. Now, she argued that she didn't like the names that we developed, so she would rather wait until she saw the logos to actually pay the remaining amount. Now, the great thing about structuring a payment plan based on 50%, 30%, and 20% is that at any point in the process, you can cut your losses and you still end up pretty much having some sort of profit to play with. Now, she paid 50% upfront, and that had covered the naming process and a little tiny bit of the logo design process. So thankfully, we hadn't lost any money at this point. Now, because she was not willing to pay the 30% to actually continue the process, I basically said that I think it's best if we cut the project here and simply go our separate ways, because obviously we weren't a great fit and she obviously wasn't following the process, which I didn't say that to her. I just said, listen, I just don't think we're the right fit for each other. I think we both agree with that. Let's cut the process here and we can go our separate ways. She then started asking, you know, how much would it be if I just paid for the actual services separately, where I basically said that, to be honest, the amount of time that we've spent on the process, and also we've started to creep into the logo design process, the amount you've actually spent based on the calls that we've had and based on the services that we provided so far and the trademark checks far exceed the 50% that we've already been paid by you. Now, at this point, I could have just stood firm and said, listen, you've spent more than what you've paid, and we're not going to charge you any more, but you're not due any refund. Or I could say, listen, I completely understand your point, and I want to end this situation as soon as possible. So what I'm happy to do is, even though we are not obliged to have any sort of refund process for you, I'm happy to send you $100 to ultimately close the matter right now. Is that okay? Now, the $100 was, I think, roughly around 10 to 15% of the overall 50% that she'd already sent us. And at this point, she came back to me and said that she thought that was a little bit unfair. So I basically re-explained the fact that she'd actually spent far more than what she'd originally paid in the 50%. And I'm happy to do $150 out of my own pocket, but I cannot do any more than that. So at this point, she seemed quite happy and she understood that obviously she had actually enjoyed far more from our service than what she originally thought. So therefore, we closed the situation and everything was done from there. So then we closed the situation and everything was resolved. Now, the reason that I gave her some of the money back is, one, because I can understand her point of view from a client standpoint where she doesn't feel like it's her fault. And it isn't really her fault, you know, she just had a really strong idea for her brand, and for some reason we just didn't hit the nail on the head. We just couldn't get it because she wasn't following the process, and she ultimately had her own ideas, which is fine. So ultimately neither of us had did anything wrong, and it wasn't her fault, and it definitely wasn't our fault, because we just followed the process and we tried to guide her as best we could. Now, by giving her the money back, yes, we may have lost a client and we may have even lost a little bit of money on the project. We definitely didn't make any profit on the project, but the most important thing is we cut the situation out of our process. We didn't have to worry about it. We didn't have to worry about any backlash. Basically, we had lost a client, but we hadn't lost face. We were more than fair and we took care of her, even though we knew that we weren't going to make any more money from the project. In fact, we actually lost money on that project, but it's just to show that you need to put your clients first, even if things don't work out. Just because a client's never going to work with you again, and maybe they're never going to recommend you to their friends and family and other people that they know either. But you need to make sure that you think long term, and you need to make sure that you are understanding when things just don't work out. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, on the other hand, I have had a client, and this was around 6 or maybe 5 years ago, where we designed a full brand package for a company, including packaging, and I sent the presentation to the client. And basically, he said that he absolutely loved everything, but then, after around 2 weeks of absolutely zero communication, he then decided that he absolutely hated everything and he wanted a full refund. Now, obviously at this point, when we'd already did all of the work, and even more of the work to be honest, and we'd also made sure that we had sent all the deliverables to the client in good time, as soon as he got the deliverables, he all of a sudden wanted a full refund for the project. Now, this is obviously completely unacceptable, and you should not, under any circumstances, fall for these types of tricks. And thankfully, not many clients do this. In fact, one in maybe 2,000 clients do this type of trick. So don't be scared, because it does very rarely happen. But if it does happen, just make sure that you keep as much evidence as possible in regards to the case, so that if you're using a service such as PayPal, for example, then you can showcase to PayPal that the client liked the work, and then all of a sudden they changed their minds once you sent them all the files. Thankfully, we had all the emails and all the messages on WhatsApp of the client absolutely loving the project, absolutely loving the process, loving us, being super happy with the deliverables. Then as soon as we sent the files, he changed his tune and wanted a full refund. Now, from memory, I think this project was around $3,000 to $4,000. So obviously, you know, it wasn't a small project and there was a lot of work involved. So we basically said to PayPal, listen, you can decide if you think this is fair or not. And basically after 2 or 3 months, they decided that we were in fact in the right, and they basically gave us all of the money. Now, that client afterwards actually emailed me and apologized and said, listen, I completely understand and I was in the wrong. I just really felt like the work was not up to the standard. Would it be possible to get even just a little bit of the money back just as a partial refund, just so we're both happy? Now, if a client does this and tries to get a full refund from you and then basically emails you feeling sorry for themselves, asking for a partial refund to try and get at least some of the money back, you are under no obligation to email them back. At that point, I blocked the client and I never spoke to that client again. Now, I never block clients. I never, ever, ever ignore people, and I make sure I respond to every single email that's sent to me, even if it's a client who has an issue who's not even going to be paying me for a service. I always answer my emails. But when a client emails me after holding back payment for 2 to 3 months due to taking all of our work, and then having the nerve to email me asking me to give them money back after they'd already wasted so much of our time and resources, it was highly disrespectful, and ultimately, I do not want to spend any energy on clients who do not respect us as professionals. So make sure that you hold yourself accountable for every single project. Make sure that you are fair with the refunds that you're given. You shouldn't be giving out refunds too often, to be honest. So if you are, make sure you tighten up your processes. Make sure you double down on really enhancing your skills and offering the best service possible and deliverables. And ultimately, you shouldn't be giving away refunds. But if you do, remember to be fair, remember to be firm, keep evidence, and also try to make sure that everyone is happy. Now, you can't always make everyone happy, but try your best, because you don't want situations to come back and creep upon you in future. It's always best to pay a little bit now than pay a lot later. So anyway, I hope this episode was helpful. I'm really enjoying posting these podcast episodes every single day. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your support. Make sure you subscribe, share this episode, and I will see you again in the next one.